We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Oh, here we go.
So, Karen, don't you get home from the bar last night? And you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Karen, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Cat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, and I'm here with my favorite gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Hi, Dr. Cat.
Yay. Hey, Ross,
hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for joining us today. Mm-hmm. We actually had a bit of a bye week, so to speak.
Yes.
Not
B-I or B-U-Y.
Right, exactly. Our studio hard drive got
fried
by like some crazy power surge or something.
Yeah,
so
awful.
Yeah, I know. So thank you all for like hanging out and waiting for the next episode. We really appreciate it.
Bated breath.
That's right. And if you want us to answer your question,
you can call the Dr. Cat listener line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 213-270-1968 or email Dr. Cat at sexchat@drcat.com.
Absolutely. And you can support us by supporting our sponsors. Go to adamandeve.com right now. You'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift. Oh, my goodness. And free shipping on your entire order when you use the offer code DRKAT at the checkout. That's DRKAT. So we're catching up a bit.
Yes.
But over the last week or two, the whole real world Dustin Zito thing, which we touched on a few weeks ago.
We did touch on it. And it's interesting because they've erased his past, or they're trying
to. His gay for pay past.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, obviously he came out on the show saying that he, you know, hung around nude with guys, but, you know, there was footage out there that, you know, full on anal, oral, you know, the whole nine yards, and it's been basically erased from the web.
Yeah, totally wiped. I remember the next day that I went on and looked, and there were a couple of stills left of some oral stuff.
Right.
And there's still, I think if you go to fratpad.com, I almost don't want to send people there because I'll tell you why in a second. But basically, of him doing an introduction and walking around the house and stuff like that, naked, totally.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, and obvious, and alluding to other things that happened there and whatever.
Right. But now it's like, you know, and as I said, he doesn't deny that, you know, all of this happened, but it's the sex part. It's, you know, the going all the way, the home base, the home run, stuff that they're trying to erase.
I was just frolicking naked with, you know, 20 of my closest, you know, college, straight college friends.
Right. while Biffy and Bunkers like rammed my hole.
Wasn't college like that for all of us? I mean, really, you know?
Right.
Actually, maybe you would have liked it to have been.
I think so.
It would have been okay.
Yeah.
Actually, given the right set of, yeah, it would just depend. Right. But the whole point is frat pad
given
is...
Given Dustin, okay.
Oh, right. Frat pad, kind of the shtick on that is that... basically, they pay college guys to come live in an awesome house.
Right.
And
it's like real world with all guys and sex.
Right. And lots of nudity. Like, the whole thing is, well, we're straight and we're just nude. Oh, oops. We're suddenly put in these situations where my penis slipped into his butthole.
Ass,
yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, darn. We were just wrestling, you know.
Right. And I dare you to suck my cock. Okay, dude, you got it.
It was just a drinking game.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like, come on.
Right.
And it's, you know, whatever the label thing, it's like I could care less about that. But the issue is that, you know, basically the owner of Frat Pad now is like threatening all these other gay blogger sites.
Right.
With legal action.
Yes, yeah, cease and desist. That's what's happened. That's where the erasing is coming in. Anyone who has it on their website is getting a cease and desist order.
Right.
And it's from Frat Pad and MTV, I think.
And MTV, too, is definitely backing them up.
Yeah.
Which is really odd because, you know, obviously they said originally this past wasn't in Dustin Zito's bio,
right,
that it came out in the first show. I didn't see last week's show, but I hadn't seen any other mention of it yet.
I'm almost done watching the show.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I keep trying to hang in there thinking I'm going to like someone eventually.
And that's saying a lot because I've been watching it 20 plus years and I think you have too,
yeah,
right?
And actually, in an odd sort of man-child sort of way, I've really gotten into it in the last probably 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there are there are certain episodes or groups, like the LA group, I watched like 3 episodes. Like, I don't like any of these people.
Yeah, yeah.
Washington, I loved.
Choose.
This one, I'm like, almost, just because I'm kind of, seeing where Dustin kind of goes with that whole thing. But as the show goes on, I like him less and less as a person.
Really?
And I start to feel bad for this stupid girl.
Oh,
I mean,
is it
not
Heather?
Stupid, but yeah, I don't even
Well,
know
she's not making very good decisions in general, is what it sounds
well,
like.
Well, yeah, and it's all this like weird sort of awful puppy love, and just knowing that, he's been reamed up the ass and loved it or whatever.
And it's okay, and the whole thing is if he had put that out there to her, because that's the thing, he's come out on the show in the confessional.
Right.
But not necessarily to the other cast members yet.
Yeah, absolutely. They started off, the whole thing started off with a truth or dare, and he kept raising his hand. Have you ever been, involved with 3 people? And he raised his hand. And,
Well, football team,
Right,
greased up. I don't know. It's interesting. And the main thing is that, the frat pad people are just trying to bully people now, who are reporting on the issue. And it just seems, it just reeks of not being
right.
Kosher.
And it also, I think it also doesn't lend a lot of cred to real world because it's real-ish world.
Real sort of-ish kind of.
Yeah,
right.
We'll pick and choose our reality world.
Right. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But we just wanted to give everybody an update out there because I think it's fascinating.
It is.
How the media has, tried to control certain issues and how he's presenting himself.
You've heard of whitewashing. They're straightwashing.
Right. They are straightwashing.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, to me, they're still using that gay hook as ooh, it's titillating the hook. But now we're going to just kind of deny it.
Right.
It's totally.
And I would love to know, anyone who is watching the show, if they even remember. Because it was so brief. It was in the first episode. And they're not, it's not a carrot they're dangling. It was just kind of set in that first episode.
Yep.
And I'm sure, unless me, who was like, oh, what's that all about? Or, had known about it beforehand. I'm sure half the people have already forgotten.
Right. No, that's
or
true.
Or don't know the extent of, how far he went.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's the thing, too. It's like whatever's left out. I mean, there isn't much of what's left. So who knows? We'll have mm-hmm. to keep you posted. And then and I got an interesting movie review from you last night. You are actually you're actually really culturing it up.
I am
when it comes to the cinema preferences lately, huh?
Oh yeah, Real World for TV and Jackass 3.
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh, I am a not so closeted fan of sort of gross, potty humor and all that. I think they may have crossed the line.
Oh my god.
I think they may have crossed the line.
For you to say that is impressive.
I know there was a lot of feces in Jackass 2, or 3, and so as I say, I like to laugh about it, and joke about it, but I don't always like to sort of, see it.
Yeah, I know.
And certainly not smell it, taste it, or touch it.
Yeah,
anyway.
At least it wasn't in smell-o-vision or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I still, it still got me laughing out loud several times, but.
Interesting.
And Johnny Knoxville, he's looking
happened?
A little haggard.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just sad. I don't know. I mean, it's not even like I've heard, major drug stuff or anything lately. I mean, there's the drinking thing, I guess. They're pretty heavy drinkers.
Yeah.
I
imagine you'd have to
But he's always kind of cute, what I mean? So that's
he's
really
just,
unfortunate.
He looks like his, older haggard uncle. Seriously.
No.
I was like, is that Johnny Hazard? And I guess it is.
It's like, what happened? No. Well, funny enough, I don't know the specifics of all this, but actually my husband has a family member who works on the show.
I remember.
Yeah.
He was in Jackass 2.
He was.
If you remember, he was in the bonus features. He's the kid that got his balls slammed in the book.
So sad. That is just his claim to fame. And I'm not going to throw names around, obviously, or anything. People can figure that out.
Right.
But
Or rent it.
Yeah, go rent it. But they definitely
hardcore.
Live the lifestyle,
oh, yeah.
And I'm sure when they're filming, I mean, my God, you probably need some alcohol just to
numb the senses.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Although, it's definitely a blood thinner, so it's going to make you bleed. So I don't know, one way or the other.
Right.
But so anyway, that's the deal there. So I'm going to have to check it out and get back to you about
you will.
Jackass
yes,
3.
There's a lot of shit.
I'm going to make sure that I'm not at the point of feeling nauseous at any point. So we'll
see. You don't want that. not to spoiler alert, but the shit volcano is a little hard to take.
Oh, God. Oh my God. Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Yes, she will. Okay. Here's our first question. This comes in from Chuck, who doesn't want to be comfortably numb. His question, both ex-wives, I love that. Sorry, Chuck. Say that one of my problems was my duration once I entered them. I wonder if this came out in anger or now that we're friends, Chuck, I've got to tell you.
Let me lay it on the line.
So he says several strokes and I climax. While I try to make sure I give them their orgasms, they would have preferred my lasting longer. What can I do to maintain an erection and not climax? I don't want to numb myself as I lose my erection. Help!
Right. So
crushed kitties and grandma in her coffin. Although that'll make you lose your erection too.
Right, it will. I mean, I think there are a couple different ways, and that is one trick that people can use.
Right,
you're right to make sure that they laugh or you know that they. Yeah, they don't come to completion too quickly.
Right.
But the other option is also, too, for people where that hasn't worked, is for him to actually get really present and be real, almost like the converse
like
of that.
A diamond ring?
Yeah, right. Oh, here's your present. Or show up, presents. But yeah, basically just paying more attention to exactly what's going on, like the sensation in his penis, like really focusing on that versus... Either, you know, the negative thing does work for some people, but if it's not working, try this.
Okay.
So the sensation is penis, the breathing, his level of excitement, actually connecting with his partner. Because a lot of times with these guys, they're just so in their heads that they do disconnect from the physical sensation. So that would be the other suggestion, would be just to basically get really present and focus on the sensations. Don't check out.
Okay.
You know?
Because I'm just curious because it seems like if you actually check out, if you focus on the sensations, because his problem is that he puts it in and he pops, you know.
Right.
So to me, it would be the opposite, is try to pull back from being so focused on it.
Right.
And the other thing is a condom, right? Sometimes if you slap a condom
on. You can tell the sensation.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not numbing it.
Right.
I mean, you're not doing anything physically, you
right.
know, or putting a cream or, you know,
right.
some sort of ambisol on your penis.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody out there does, so
right.
someone's into that somewhere.
You know, but, you know, that can sort of help to sort of lessen the sensitivity of the
right.
penis and maybe help him last longer.
The being present thing is actually less about him thinking, ooh, I'm going to get off, ooh, I'm going to get off, how hot is this, versus... actually focusing on the physical sensation.
Okay.
Like, and it's hard to explain, but basically, you know, thinking about the penis and, you know, exactly where you're at, you know, in that arousal cycle.
So you can kind of pull back when
you
need to.
Yeah, like you're observing in your head the arousal cycle.
Right.
And also, if
that
that's
like having
too...
a clear fleshlight and watching your cock going in and out and in
that
and
might
out.
Set him off, actually.
Okay. Right.
That
okay.
that might be dangerous.
Did it for me.
Right. Oh, exactly. That would, actually. Although then, yeah, post, you can also see exactly where you need to clean.
There you go.
So that's helpful.
Right.
But the other thing is, too, if that's too intense, is focusing on the breath. Just
okay.
like either counting breaths or, and it's not even something he has to do that, you know, his partner's going to even know he's doing. He just needs to do it in his head.
Right.
So there are a couple
two,
of
thoughts. Two, three, four.
Into.
Honey?
Yeah, it sounds more like labor breathing or something like that. But there are a few options, Chuck, so give that a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next question is from Mary Ellen, and she wants the big O. Mary,
don't we all?
We do want the big O. Mary Ellen says, I am a quadriplegic. I do have sensation and feeling. My husband and I do enjoy lovemaking, but I never have an orgasm. Any help? So.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot involved in this question. For somebody who's a quadriplegic, it depends, you know, where their injuries occurred on their spinal column as far as how much sensation and feeling and motor, you know, movement they still have.
Okay.
So without having that information, what I can tell you, Mary Ellen, is that Rutgers University, that they've done a lot of research there with women with spinal cord injuries, and they've actually found that women can have orgasms through fantasy alone.
Wow.
They can actually train themselves.
Okay.
So, you know, without even any physical stimulation. So, some of the women's orgasms were not associated with genital contractions. And so what that means is that the orgasms, you know, for women sometimes can be completely psychologically oriented.
Hmm.
It's not even about having kind of the muscle contractions that you would actually have vaginally.
Okay.
But more about kind of either creating or recalling a psychological sensation of what orgasm was. So there's actually a lot of research out there around
kind of like a conscious wet dream.
Yeah.
In a way.
Basically, yeah, that's very similar. And so I would suggest, you know, working with your fantasies, Mary Ellen, and I don't know when your injury occurred. If you had orgasms previously, they do a therapist could take you through and have you work with, you know, kind of
emotional recall.
Yes,
in a way. Yeah.
Exactly. To kind of revisit those. If you've never at all prior, you know, or post, you know, that, then basically you want to work on the fantasy development.
Okay.
So that is an option.
It says, you know, she says that she does have sensation and feeling, and, I'm assuming maybe it means that she's got some sensation in her vaginal area.
Right. But so she might be able to actually have vaginal contractions.
Right.
But it's going to be something where I almost feel like she should be working with someone. Because
right.
The other option is a lot of work in Tantra has to do with working more with sexual energy versus, you know, physical stimulation.
Gotcha.
And so I would suggest there's a really great book written by a colleague and friend of mine named Kenneth Ray Stubbs. He is a quad himself, called The Essential Tantra. And he focuses a lot. He gives very specific suggestions about focusing on breath and body sensation consciousness.
Okay.
So I really think Tantra for somebody with, it's not even something she has to do with her husband. But if she can even just learn to develop on her own, she can create a whole other, you know, sensation and ability to orgasm.
Interesting. It's true, Dr. Kat. You have all the answers.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm giving her an option.
Good.
You know, an option for the big O. So we will see.
Thank you. We'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Sex Chat with Dr. Kat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Kat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Okay, next question.
So Chad thinks caring is sharing. His question, do you think it's good to share your wife with a single friend? No. I'm worried, but think she can handle two dicks. She's done it before we got together and enjoyed it. I actually want to see someone fuck her until she gets an orgasm, then I want to fuck her. What do you think?
This is a very aggressive question.
Well, it sounds like a hot, trashy novel.
It sounds like he got off just from writing it.
I think so.
What do you think? You said no. You alluded to your answer.
Well, you know, again, you know, as they say, anything goes.
Right.
Consensual, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you're kind of treading on shaky territory, you know, depending on how good the friend is and, you know.
Right.
If things don't work out and then it makes it awkward with the friend and, you know, all of that. I don't know where the worry comes from handling two dicks, because obviously she's done it before. So
right.
I think it's more about
depending on the dicks, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like this is way more about your fantasy than hers. And unless your wife says, hey, yeah, that sounds great, or I've been thinking that too, let it go and just jerk off to your own question.
Right. No, I think actually that's a good option. You know, some fantasies are meant to be left fantasies, and that's really okay. You know, unless
you mean Darren and I are never going to, Dustin and I are never going to get together.
I thought you meant like Darren, Chris.
Oh, well, I am
too. Either way.
Oh, Darren, Chris.
You could have a three-way with Darren, Chris, and Dustin Zito.
Yes.
There you go.
I could be airtight.
You could be. Oh, my God. I wish we had more.
It'll be like Dorian Gray, though. They're going to get older and grayer, and I'll get younger.
That's right. That could actually make a really good.
I'll suck the youth right out of
that's
them.
That's right. Sounds like a good porno flick. Like a high, you know what I mean? Good production values.
Right. Dorian Gay.
Dorian Gay. Oh, my God.
Of
See?
Course.
You go to Adam and Eve with that one.
Okay.
Adam Mail, rather.
There you go. Back to Chad.
Back to Chad. So, Chad, the deal is, yes. I mean, unless she is really into it and is willing to kind of initiate it, you are probably kind of treading on kind of shaky ground here. Because, obviously, other behaviors outside of just the monogamous relationship, sometimes that is too much for a relationship to bear.
Right.
Because A, people aren't communicating enough, and B, one of the partners think their motive is more important than the other partners,
right? There you go.
Which the fantasy seems to be really driving this. So I get, you know, if she really has done it before and you want to broach the subject with her and say, that would really turn me on. What do you think about mixing things up? And we, you know, can we have really good communication with the single friend, or they find an anonymous person they can
say,
have safer sex with.
Maybe they start with someone that, you know, neither one of them really knows, so that it really keeps it.
As long as they're practicing the safer sex thing, you know, I mean, that's viable. But, you know, beyond her, you know, giving her permission to explore that, you're right. Go jerk off and think about it somewhere else.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Naaman, I think that's how you pronounce it. Naaman wants more volume. In some adult films, the guy ejaculates a much larger amount of semen than normal. Is there a way I could shoot like they do? Or does it have to do with the size of your penis? Thoughts?
Well, yes, the bigger the penis, the larger the volume. Is a myth.
It's a myth.
Completely wrong. So, you know, being a gay man, you know, for many numbers of years and having this cross everyone's mind at some point.
Yes.
The short answer is probably no. I mean, there's really nothing that you can do to increase the volume of your ejaculate. Everyone wants to shoot like a porn star.
Right.
That's why they're porn stars.
Right. Not everyone can shoot like that.
And they generally have big cocks and they generally have big loads. So, you know, there are supposedly things that you can take, right? Blueberries. Someone said, oh, if you eat blueberries, I heard that at one point, you know,
okay,
whatever.
I haven't heard the blueberries.
Yeah, there are sort of different, you know, foods that supposedly either make it whiter or make it more viscous or whatever.
But the thing is, all those things have to do with your own body chemistry.
Oh, completely.
And if, however your hormones are set up, you know, you can try all these suggestions. And if your hormones, not everyone's hormones are going to react the same way.
Right.
Yours might turn a slight grayish blue instead of the white. You know what I mean? Because you've eaten the blueberries. Who knows?
Okay.
You know, I guess you could experiment.
You can. You know, and that kind of goes hand in hand with the myth that, you know, if I eat lots of blueberries, my cum will taste like blueberries. And that doesn't quite, you know, always jive or whatever. The other thing, Naaman, is try edging. Sometimes if you know, sort of masturbate to almost to ejaculation and then pull off and do that for, I don't know, a couple hours.
It's true.
You may shoot like a porn star.
That's true. And after waiting for a couple of days.
There you go.
Because that will actually increase volume.
Right.
There are a couple of ideas just that I found just in the research. But again, it's not going to apply to everyone. The one thing that they have found that does help forceful shooting, so to speak, is Kegel exercise.
Kegel exercise, right.
So, but that doesn't really increase volume, but it does help with the shooting.
Right.
Aspect.
And the way to think about this for a man is, think about it's the muscles that you use if you were peeing and you had to stop your pee.
Yes.
That's the muscle that's going to help you shoot.
Exactly. So, and you can practice that whenever you'd like. We've done it on the show. We are doing it on the show.
I'm actually right
currently
now. Okay, I just
did
it.
We are speaking. Yes. And the other thing is, whatever research has said as far as foods are concerned, that foods high in zinc. Oysters, sesame, pumpkin seeds, dark chocolate, cacao powder, and even peanuts.
Right.
And the other thing is hydration.
I can shoot like a porn star, but I'm 400 pounds
from
that diet.
Right, exactly. Oh, and lycopene, which is in tomatoes.
Oh,
but again, who knows how much you'd have to consume? And, you know, I'm sure you're shooting enough if you're shooting at all.
Exactly. So. More importantly, if you're having a great orgasm,
why does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry what's coming out.
Again, part of the fantasy thing of just wanting to be able to,
you
know. But if you want to play with it, do. But I wouldn't be too, I wouldn't expect too much.
Right.
That's right.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Gay take. Straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
So it's Gay Take, Straight Take, featured toy of the week. What do we have here today?
We've got the Scorpion Triple Pleasure Ring.
Ooh, my goodness. So what's up with this? It's got an impressive name.
Has an impressive name. It actually has an impressive look, too.
It does.
Although it's like, I was thinking, it's like, do I really want like something that looks like a scorpion that's going to like sting the shit out of my cock to like wrap around my penis? So, yeah, I mean, it was interesting. It's got, you know, it's a cock ring with a little nub for her pleasure.
Yes.
And then the scorpion tail part is this little jointed sort of column,
right,
or whatever, that you apparently shove up your ass while
It's basically, you can tickle her clit and your prostate at the same time if you want, or, you know, if guy on guy sort of action too, you know, it depends how you want to use.
You're scratching my pubic hair.
What is that? But it's a versatile cock ring, and what I liked about it was a little bit of a different take on the typical cock ring.
Right.
So with the anal stimulator. So it's got a snug fit. It's got an extra long anal stimulator. Mm-hmm. So you can reach around or reach through.
There you go.
And it's actually got 3 mini vibrators in it.
You can fulfill that, you know, that alien abduction thing. Think of it as like the alien anal probe.
Oh, my God. But yeah, that look like scorpions. The aliens.
Exactly.
Just an odd scorpion.
You know, for
look.
That anime fan in your life.
Oh, true.
The next present for
there
them.
Is something for everyone, truly. Yeah. So, but it seems basically, and it's waterproof too, and pretty durable in the way that it's made silicone. So we like silicone.
Yep, silicone's good.
Easy to clean up, and so good for guys and girls. Girls good for boys and boys, mm-hmm. all the way around.
Right.
So there we have it.
There's the stinger.
Ouch. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you have questions, you can send them to my email account, sexchat@drcat.com. And don't forget to review us.
Yes, we would love to hear what you think of us. We also would like some follow-up. You know, if we've answered your question, let us know if it worked. Or,
yeah.
You know, or if we've answered a question for someone else and you tried it, let us know that it worked.
Absolutely. And we are getting to the point now, we are getting a lot more volume. So we are trying to like pick and choose and get representative answers as much as possible. And then I personally do try to answer as much as I can. Sometimes if it's a really quick and dirty answer, I sometimes just send it via Facebook or email. So we are still trying. So thank you guys for sending
questions. But no more questions about female squirting.
Oh, that's not true. Don't listen to him. We will take female squirting questions.
Only if there's a new take, not how do I do it or how can I get my girlfriend to do it.
Right. So it's stuck in creative. Ross's craw.
Oh, God.
Oh. And don't forget to visit drcat.com for more information. That's drkat.com. And I updated some new information on there as well this week. So check it out.
Awesome. Goodbye, cool. Dr. Cat.
Bye, Ross.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.